Do you ever find yourself ruminating, vacillating, and obsessively thinking, thinking, thinking about a challenge that has you buried in indecision? In this video, we'll be talking about how to break that cycle so that the endless mind chatter can finally settle down and you can be receptive of your inner guidance in peace. Yes, I'm going to give you a new challenge, an empowering challenge that I like to call the No More Suffering 7-Day Reboot. So stay tuned.
Well, hi there and welcome. My name is Raimi, like Do Re Mi. I'm a best-selling author and creator of the Get Unstuck Revolution. I help extraordinary women with big-ass dreams just like you who want to get unstuck from a life that doesn't work and get to where you know you need to be, into a life that's filled with passions and purpose. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Okay, let me jump off the screen here and switch over to my laptop. Today, we're talking about how to quieten down monkey mind, how to navigate and turn off the intrusive thoughts that can sometimes make us crazy. As business owners and even in our quote-unquote real jobs, in our relationships at home or at work, or even when we're trying to move to a new financial level, we can sometimes find ourselves wrangling with the voices in our head, especially when they're so fabulously meddlesome. Sometimes we're just in an overwhelming challenge going over all the possibilities for which direction we should take, and none of them seem viable. In this episode, we'll be talking about the mind chatter of ego and how it's there to protect us from our deepest, darkest fears. We'll be going over four quick start tools for overcoming obsessive thoughts, and we'll also go over the details for the No More Suffering 7-Day Reboot. Yes, we're talking about how to find your hidden power when you want to transform challenges into successes. I like to call it the audacity of alchemy, because when you're feeling stuck, it's never the situation that has you stuck. It's your energy that's become stuck by the trigger of negative emotions that can come from past situations or events. In other words, it isn't the pain of the situation, it's the pain of not being connected in the natural energy of who you really are, of being connected to that magical part of you that's a creative vibrational being who can use positive energies to create what you want and bring it into physical manifestation. Part of this process is to allow your manifestations to materialize and not get stuck in the negative vibrations that block them. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because when you can vaporize unwanted negative energies and reduce the conflicts that steal your positive energy flow, the possibilities for crystallizing the success you crave are endless. This series will help you do just that, because if you're like me, then you're someone who has the audacity, the willingness to take bold risks and transform challenges into success. So let's talk about this idea of transformation and the audacity of alchemy. When we need to turn off monkey mind and all the intrusive thoughts that can make us crazy, it seems like the more we think about calming down our mind, the more active it gets. But our higher self doesn't like the chitter-chatter and only wants us to connect with positive energies. Nothing positive can be creative if negative energies exist. So we don't even have to find a solution or a direction right now. Our higher self simply wants us to think of positive possibilities. And while we're doing that, we're changing our energy so that we aren't suffering through the stresses of obsessive thoughts. Now, what I've discovered when working with so many clients who have this affliction is this: it's easier said than done. My clients often get the idea intellectually, but putting it into motion becomes nearly impossible. This is because the ego mind, or the negative mind, is trying to protect us from our deepest, darkest fears, so it literally starts screaming inside our head. Now, when I was growing up, too many years ago than I like to count, my mom raised monkeys. She had capuchin monkeys and squirrel monkeys and spider monkeys, and their bedroom was right next door to my bedroom. And they had a window that led out to this huge, oversized backyard cage. I think they had as much square footage outside as we had inside. But my point is, I was very close to all their monkey antics. So when I first heard the term monkey mind, it really spoke to me. First of all, they would jump from one shelf to another. They would swing from one bar to another. They would hang on one rope and switch to another and another and another. And during all this playtime, they'd often just jump up and down right where they were and scream at the top of their lungs like they were crazed out on amphetamines. So monkey mind can be very active and very distracting, and the negative thoughts that it thrives on is what causes us so much suffering. Our higher self doesn't want all the chitter-chatter, but wants us to focus on positive energies. Well, that can be nearly impossible when monkey mind is having a play date inside our head. But like I say, we often get this idea intellectually, but putting it into motion becomes nearly impossible. So what can we do? One technique that I use is a 7-day challenge, and I like to call it the No More Suffering 7-Day Reboot, because it isn't the situation we're in that's causing our suffering. It's our thoughts about it that causes our suffering. It's our thoughts that are playing on the monkey bars that are causing our suffering. But if we say that we're going to drop all negative thoughts, well, that takes an awful lot of practice and discipline. It isn't impossible, but this 7-day reboot makes it a whole lot easier. Now, the reason I do this for 7 days is simple, really. I'm a Sagittarius. That's my birth sign. And Sagittarians, we don't like ambiguities. We don't like uncertainties. We generally don't have a lot of patience. And to sit and allow something to unfold, oh, it can be terribly uncomfortable. And since Sagittarians are archers, we always have that bag of arrows on our backs, just looking for the target. Now, my mom used to say to me, "You archers, you just throw out 1,000 arrows a day, and you know something will hit." And I would look at her with this puzzled look like, "Yeah, and your point is?" So as a Sagittarian, I like structure and framework. I like a target. And I've discovered that a lot of my clients also like structure and framework, and they like a target. They like to know where they're headed. Now, there aren't that many people on this planet who enjoy ambiguities. Imagine my surprise when I discovered that. Well, sometimes we think everyone else is just like we are, and other times we discover how different we all are. It's a mixed bag. So if you're the kind of person who enjoys structure and framework and knowing what the target is, then you'll enjoy this 7-day reboot. The challenge is to drop negative thoughts for 7 days. That's your structure and framework, and focus on something positive. For 7 days, we're going to drop the negativity and allow the frequency of positive thoughts. Now, for some of us, we may just start with 5 minutes. That might be all we can get through. And then we double it tomorrow and double it again the next day. For some of us, we might make it a full day before monkey mind heads for the monkey bars again. It really depends on where your habits are currently. If we have a chronic habit of negative thinking, it may take a little practice and discipline. And this is why some of us use meditation. Meditation is a tried and true method for quieting fear-based thoughts, but it's not the only way to calm down these thoughts. Well, let me say it differently. There are different types of meditation, and it doesn't always mean closing our eyes and lying down and chanting Om. Sometimes we see monks doing walking meditations, and even chanting our affirmations can be meditative. I mean, we could sit down and binge watch I Love Lucy reruns, and that can be a form of meditation. The idea is that we're focusing our mind. Now, the two forms of meditation that are probably the most common are focused attention and mindfulness. With focused attention, we focus on one thing, usually our breath or I Love Lucy. And then when our mind wanders, we simply bring it back to whatever our focus is. And I think this is where affirmations can fall short. We can end up reciting these affirmations while we think about our kids and the bills and our meeting tomorrow morning, and we aren't really focused. So one form of meditation is the focused attention, and the other form that's popular is mindfulness, where we watch our thoughts, just watch them and then let them go. It's kind of like the martial arts move. When you feel a force coming towards you, you take a step back and just let it pass you by. The force that was coming at you loses its power. So you can do the same thing with these negative thoughts. Just step out of the way and watch them go by. So different forms of meditation can offer both psychological benefits as well as neurological benefits. The end result is the same. We want to get the negative thoughts to be quiet and let the productive, more positive thoughts come to the forefront. Because here's the thing. Positive thoughts are an accelerator. They make our vision come to fruition much faster. Even if we don't have a clear vision or a best possible outcome yet, it will reveal itself much faster than if we constantly ruminate over the details, and that creates a little magic. So positive thoughts are an accelerator. Now, what I like to do with the 7-day challenge is make it a full 7 days before I consider the exercise complete. I've had clients who make it to 3 days and announce how easy the whole thing was, and then, surprise, surprise, monkey mind moves back in when they least expect it. So if you have a breakdown during the 7-day period, just get through it the best way you can and then start over. Now, I want to give you some tools on how you can drop the negative thinking, because monkey mind will usually fight you on this. Remember, it's trying to protect you from your darkest fear, so it may make a stink as you begin to change your thought patterns. So here is one of my favorite exercises, and I call it finding the positive. And you've probably heard me use this exercise on various podcasts. I fall back on it quite often. The idea is, if you can find one positive, then you can find five. And if you can find five, then you can find 10. And if you can find 10 positives, you can find 20. It could be 10 positives about your current situation, or just 10 positives about this day, or 10 positives about your family pet, or 10 positives about the cake you just baked, but you get the idea. Before you ever get to 20 positives, you'll usually find that monkey mind has calmed down and you'll be able to follow positive thoughts. Because positive thoughts beget positive thoughts. They expand. So once you start, it goes pretty easily. And then you'll start feeling the alchemy. This is one of your most valuable hidden powers, when you can manage positive energy flows. Now, another favorite exercise is the Thesaurus Mind Map. What you'll do is choose a positive word, just one, and then look it up in the thesaurus. I've given you some examples here on your screen. Choose one positive word, go look it up in the thesaurus, and then start writing down more similar words. And as you do that, monkey mind will begin to calm down because you have focused attention. And as your mind looks at each positive word, it just continues to calm down. So that's the thesaurus mind map. And you could sit and do this for an entire afternoon or just for 5 minutes. You're just wanting to begin to shift your positive thoughts. Now, to take that one step further, here's another exercise on the screen called the Positivity Expander. Using the positive words that you just collected from the thesaurus, and I'll give you an example here for the word harmony, but using each of the positive words that you just collected, choose one word at a time and just make up some positive sentences. And then when you get to 20, repeat each sentence. Repeat each one 3 times. This is sort of creating some affirmations or a little bit of a meditative space. The first time you say the positive sentence, it's just to settle into that thought. The second time you say it, breathe in universal light and love. Literally breathe in that positive feeling that comes from your sentence. And then the third time you say the positive sentence, breathe out light and love to those around you. In other words, radiate that positive energy outward. Now, this one exercise, by the way, is the one that I start with each and every day. It really sets a great tone for the day. Now, this last exercise is to help you drop negative thoughts, and you do this through what I call my mantra movers. You may find that one or two of the positive sentences you've written are really golden. They feel really good to you. And if so, this may become your new mantra. So that anytime during the day or night that you feel negative thoughts encroaching and the suffering moving back in, simply pull out your mantra and say it aloud several times. Here I'm giving you some of my favorites. I'm open to possibilities even greater than I've imagined. I lovingly receive the most benevolent outcomes in every area of my life. Universal energies are conspiring in the background to help manifest my deepest desires. And one of my favorites, life is unfolding just beautifully. Now, these all came out of the exercises that I've given you. Finding the positive, my thesaurus mind maps, and my positivity expanders, these mantras really do help get the positive energy moving. And that's why I call these my mantra movers. So, for 7 days, no negative thoughts. Just focus on more positive things. And by the way, be sure that these positive sentences or these mantras that you write down have no contradictory thoughts to them. In other words, If you feel like you're in a financial crunch and you write down massive amounts of money are coming to me now and your BS meter goes off, then you'll have counter thoughts that will be counterproductive. So if you can find a way to have positive sentences that have no counterintention and no contradiction, it'll close up the gap. Maybe something like, I allow endless possibilities for prosperity and happiness. Well, that keeps you open to possibilities. Or, prosperity overflows in my life. I have everything I need in beautiful abundance. For 7 days, no negative thoughts, just focus on more positive things. And this is how you use your hidden power to create the magic of alchemy. So that's the 7-day No More Suffering reboot. And if you can do this, you'll see that the solution and the success that you're looking for will come find you. Well, I hope this helps as you're using the powers of alchemy to transform challenges into positive new successes. But if you still can't get your head around what's got you stuck, you can tell me about it. You can leave a question right here. Or if you're someone who has the audacity, the willingness to take bold risks to transform challenges into success, you can find out more about our events at successcircleworkshops.com. This is where you can learn more about the audacity of alchemy and how to unlock your hidden power. Make sure to subscribe to this channel, and if you like what you learned today, be sure and give this video a thumbs up. You can also feel free to share this video with anyone you know who's feeling stuck. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you in one of our upcoming Success Circles. You can find out more at successcircleworkshops.com.